Mike Mano.
Hello, Mr. President?
Yes, sir. How you getting along?
Oh, well, we adopted the conference report today on the Defense Department Authorization Bill.
Yeah.
That's important.
All right, now has that come to us now? Had the Senate... Had the Senate finished?
I think the Senate finished.
Yeah. I wanted to check with you and maybe talk in the morning. You and Carl will get you to kind of make a run on it. I'm told that we could get the wheat bill reported if we could get one vote extra. Now, that sounds too good to be true, but Graham Purcell handled it and the subcommittee reported it. And that seems to be the best argument they can make against taking it from the Senate, is the House committee hadn't acted.
Very powerful argument.
And Tom Abernathy, or George Grant, or Watt Abbott, or Ralph Harding, they say if any one of those would vote for it.
Well, I talked with Booney this afternoon. He said he was going to have a poll made, although he said he couldn't get the bill out of committee when I first at the opening of my remarks.
Well, he's, I think, made that, and he thinks if he could get any of these. Now, I would call any of them, but I don't want to be doing anything unless you think so. They have, somebody has polled 173, and 156 have answered they'd support the bill. I don't know. But they say a combination of food stamp, wheat, and cotton. They'd take up food stamp first, and pass it, and then try to pass wheat and cotton. They believe they have the votes on the Rules Committee if they could get Elliott back, and they don't count Smith or Collmer. And they say that Smith set a meeting on Wednesday on the transportation bill, and there's no indication he'll call a meeting, as some of them have urged him to do.
Well, Cooley wrote him a letter today, but tomorrow, of course, that's short notice.
Yeah. Well, now, the one thing that's more important to us than anything except Medicare is this farm bill. We've got it through the Senate now, and you put prestige on the line in the first vote to get it through the House. And I want to put everything that we've got, money, marbles, and chalk, to get this farm bill, because they're giving us the hell because of the meat amendment, 46 to 44. We're running ahead of them in Iowa, right with the Wallace Magazine poll out there. North Dakota, we got 58% of the votes to the nearest one's 28, right in North Dakota. And they think that we are reasonably sympathetic. You've always supported the farmer. If we can just, by concentrating on this some way or other, all of us do everything we can and get that out before this Farm Bureau gets in here and murders us. And I'll talk to any of the city delegations or do anything in God's World Farm. We're fighting on their civil rights over in the Senate. It means a lot to most of the city folks. We'll bring up their food stamp first and amend it. It means something to them. We got a housing bill that I sent up. It's a real strong farm. We got a poverty coming up that's got $1 billion, mostly for them. And whatever we can do, we will do, if we can get this. Now, do you think, I don't mind calling George Grant and Ralph Harding. I know them both well.
I think you'd be the one to do it.
All right. I didn't want to do it unless I talk to you,
no,
but I sure.
I think that'd be perfectly all right. I think it'd be more effective coming from you.
Now, would you try to talk to the speaker and see if he won't get us a rule for us?
The Smith?
Yeah.
Of course I'll talk to Smith.
Just tell him that this is the most important thing that we can have in the Democratic administration, and we've got to do something for the farm people, and furthermore, this saves...
Tell Smith that. He won't move any too quick.
Well, this saves $400 million. This bill saves $400 million under what it's going to cost us. And that ought to please him. And every one of his...
Why don't you have a memorandum made and give it to me and Carl and Hail Bob tomorrow.
All right, well, I'll try to get it done tonight. I don't know whether I can or not, but I know that's the...
Well, you don't have to have it done tonight.
I'll just...
Sure. Listen, I realize how busy we brought you. How you do it.
Well, now, I'm going to call... how long are you going to be around up here?
Well, it's now 6:15.
Yes, sir.
I'm not here. I'll be with Harriet at the hotel.
Well, why don't you see if Lou and Carl Albert's not there, and let me come by and visit with you in a little bit.
You mean tonight?
Yeah. 6:15. You can get home early. You can get home. You can still get home. I've seen you stay. I've seen you stay there till 7:30 when Rayburn was.
You a wonder. God bless you, my.
I'd just like to see you anyway and visit.
Oh, you're a wonder.
Why don't you call Lou and Carl? You call Lou and Carl, and if they're there, you call me right back, and I'll get in my car and be up there in 15 minutes.
Well, if we can't do it, what about tomorrow night?
Well, that's all right, but I'll see you in the morning, but I won't talk to you tonight. See if you can't get Lou and Carl there.
All right, I will, Mr. President.
Okay.
You want anybody else there?
No, I don't care. Whoever you want, I don't care.
I'll try and get Hale.
You get Hale? Oh, yeah, Hale. And if you want to, you can get Charlie. Anybody you want, and I'll be in the...
Who?
Anybody, Halleck, if you want to drop by.
No, he's a captain.
Well, I mean, we could, after we finish talking agriculture, we could just say hi to him. Anyway, anybody you want.
All right.
You call me right back.
All right, Mr. President.